Royal Sun, Victorian researchers have made a global breakthrough allowing doctors to use artificial intelligence to potentially help treat and cure 400,000 children with rare cancers. Grateful for the time of Professor Ron Feierstein, head of the Centre for Cancer Research at the Hudson Institute of Medical Research. Professor, how will this work?
Thank you for having me. So the way this works is we've created an alliance of 35 institutes and hospitals around the world, and they send us the patient's tumor samples to our laboratory at the Hudson Institute in Clayton, where we grow them up and then analyze them using tens of thousands of different drugs and genetic targets to find out what works.
So, Professor, what role does AI play?
Good question. So as we've been doing this, we've been able to run these tests for hundreds of children cancer samples. And as we build this tremendous data set, then we can start to use artificial intelligence tools to predict which drugs are going to best work for a particular cancer type.
Ah, so the role of AI is in the sphere of prediction.
Exactly. So just like AI can predict on a Google search what you're looking for, we use similar types of computational methods to match a drug activity with a particular genetic feature that is in a patient's tumor.
So how much quicker is it than a human being?
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
How much quicker does AI do that than it would take a single human being?
Well, this is what we're trying to do. This is essentially by crowdsourcing this information across hundreds, if not in the future, thousands of samples. We are hoping to streamline this process, improve the patient treatments, and open new clinical trials. So we're going to see a game-changing activity from this AI technology.
Yeah, so Professor, if you crystal ball medical research over the coming years as a result of AI, how further advanced do you think you'll be?
I think this is going to be a game-changing technology. It's being incorporated both in the predictive area where we're working as well as better drug development. So I think we're going to see just fantastic results in the coming future from the ability of AI to improve treatments and better match patients with therapies and precision medicine.
Someone sent me a review of a book, I don't know whether you know about it, Professor, called The AI Revolution in Medicine, GPT-4 and Beyond. It's been done by three doctors. one of the authors, this is a quote from one of the authors, how well does AI perform clinically, that is, as a doctor? The answer is, I'm stunned to say, better than many doctors I've observed.
That's right. So I think, and this is the early days, so yeah. I think it's only going to get better and more powerful. I think it will be to the better of society and in the world of medical care. So I think it's a really exciting time to use this technology and use it for children's cancer, which is an unmet need. 400,000 children every year are diagnosed with cancer across the world. And by coming together as a community of researchers, clinicians, and patient families, we can have the number of patients that's required to build these data sets and use AI to improve children's cancer outcomes.
So, Professor, it was interesting that also in today's paper was Elon Musk and some of his mates saying we need to pause AI development for 6 months while we get our protocols right. Would you support that view?
I'm not a technical expert on AI, so I haven't seen the details of that, so I wouldn't be able to comment on his particular reasons at this point. But I can tell you in the particular area where we are using AI, it's really about improving cancer treatment, and I see no negatives to doing that.
And one last quick question. Given that what you are doing with your great work is attempting to cure 400,000 children with rare cancers, and you say it's early days, what will be late days? Is it 6 months' time or 6 years' time or 60 years' time?
Yeah, so, you know, in in the world of medical care, we're essentially cautious. So we want to find the best treatments, but we also want to make sure they're safe. So we need to run clinical trials, and those take years. We need to work with drug companies to develop better treatments. So we're looking at still scale of 5 to 10 years to have better treatments out there for patients. And the important thing is that using AI is going to improve our rate of success. Currently, only around 5% of clinical trials are successful. So clearly, the approach is not yielding results. And we're hoping to move the dial from 5% to hopefully 50%, if not greater.
Now, that would be good.
That's the number.
Congratulations on your work, Professor Ron Feierstein from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research. I think he said is in Clayton. It is 22 after 7, Ando next.
I'm not a technical expert.